Hello.
Hey, Esther again. All right, so I'm just bumping into an issue here because the client in Clay sleeps in the morning, so nothing before 12 o'clock. I'm trying to see if you're dropping your baby in Syracuse, if you should start your shift there.
That's fine. I can start in Syracuse. I'm not worried about it.
Okay, so what I could do, the patient in Syracuse, his name is Thomas. So what we could do is start you with Thomas at 10 o'clock. Let's say we'll do 10, 11, 12, 1. So we'll do 3 hours. And then from there, you can head over to Clay. So you could do 2 hours there. That's 5 hours. Unless I push you even more. If I do 10 to 1:30, but it's too late for you to leave at 4 o'clock from Clay? You need to leave earlier, right?
No, I can leave right at 4 o'clock.
You'll still make the school on time?
Well, they get dropped off at home. I just would rather not be home later than, 6. Like, I would rather be home before that.
So, perfect. So what we could do is we could start you in Syracuse at 10 a.m., I'll either do 1:30, probably 10 to 1:30, and then you'll head over to Clay for 2 hours. Sometimes they'll let you go a little earlier, meaning sometimes for that client specifically, I think she's nonverbal. They just need help, with bathing and showering her. That's why it's just about an hour and a half to 2 hours per day. Are you okay with lifting? They have a...
I'm okay with lifting.
Okay.
So Thursday is the day that I find out when my surgery will be and how long my and then after that I'll find out how long my recovery is going to be after that.
Okay.
So then I will let you guys know from that point of what's going on.
Okay. So for this Thursday, either way you can only start work after 12:30, 1 o'clock. So that means I'll cancel your morning patient. For Thursday,
okay.
And then you'll only go to Clay.
Okay.
Okay. All right, I'm going to update the schedule in a bit. You'll be able to see them in your app, okay?
All righty, thank you.
You're welcome, bye.